Welcome to Words of Encouragement Devotional by Adrian Ramey. Your encouraging verse of the day, Genesis chapter 16, verses 12 and 13. He shall be a wild man. His hand shall be against every man, and every man's hand against him. And he shall dwell in the presence of all of his brethren. Then verse 13. Then she called the name of the Lord who spoke to her, "You are the God who sees." For she said, "I have also here seen him who sees me." As you can see right here now, the angel is telling her what her son's going to be and everything, verses in 12. But in 13, I want to point this out. Like I said, verse 12 describes what his son's going to be and everything and all that. But now verse 13, then she called the name of the Lord who spoke to her, "You are the God who sees." For she said, "I have also have seen him who sees me." As you can see, she called that he for the God that sees all, for the Lord that sees all. As you can see here, she witnessed how God has seen her in her distress, how God has seen her in her state, how she has seen God now with that angel come to her. You know what I'm saying? So as you can see here, God sees everything. Everything we do, wherever we at, God sees. Ain't that comforting to know that really when we are in a situation we feel like we're all alone, God is right there with you. His presence is right there dwelling with you. He's always by your side. He sees everything we're doing. Now, sometimes we feel like God's all far away, but he's not. He's right there with us. He is seeing. He is all seeing. Hallelujah. Now, as I said right here, God sees everything we do. She also said, "Now I see the God who sees," with that angel. Let me ask you this question. Let's go this way. Have you seen something in your life that represents God? I don't want to say you've seen God, but things that you can see how God works and move in your life, you say, "I can only come from God." Think about that. Think about that in your personal life. Have you seen anything in your faith, in your walk with the Lord, that has represented God in your life, and you could just know that was from him, and that was his goodness, and that was his mercy, and that was his grace? And when you do, that brings comfort, don't it? That knowing that increases our faith a little bit more and more for his glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So just think about that. That's pretty neat how, you know, she said right there, Hagar, how she said, "For I have seen now the God who sees. I have seen God now through that angel." Hallelujah. And we too can see God through other things and through other people in our life, how God moves and acts upon people to right there be there for us in our time of need. Hallelujah. Let me pray with you right now. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray, whoever listens to this podcast, I pray, Lord, you just be with them right now for your glory. I pray, Lord, you just touch them, lead, guide, and direct them. Bless their day, Father God. And we want to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. And thank you, God, for always seeing us. Thank you, God, for always being with us. Thank you, God, for always being there by our sides. And we thank you for the blessing of your presence in our life. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey, thank you for listening. I want you to have a blessed day in the Lord.